Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 32. Here's the extracted text from the image. D. Townsend makes affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he was one of the jurors who served on the above-stated case and heard the cheering which followed soon after the reading of the verdict of guilty in open court, and which said cheering was by parties outside of the court, and which cheering occurred during the time the jury were being polled in court, that at the time the cheering was heard, no objection whatsoever was made by anyone representing Leo M. Frank, or by Leo M. Frank himself, nor was any motion made at the time by any of the attorneys of said Frank, or by said Frank, but the polling of the jury, which was going on at the time the cheering began during the cheering and after the cessation of the cheering, was continued. That this cheering did not in any wise influence or affect the verdict which had already been made, nor did it have any influence whatsoever. That I remained absolutely unaffected and uninfluenced by the cheering or the surroundings, and in answering the poll, I truthfully answered after I had heard the cheering, that it was my verdict, and in swearing sustaining the verdict, I discharged my duty as a conscientious juror and now subscribe to the correctness of the verdict as rendered. M.L. Woodward makes affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that I was a juror on the Frank case. I did not know personally either A.H. Hensley or M. Johenning, who were also jurors trying this case, until after we were sworn in on said jury. I had occasion to and did know the conduct of these two men on the jury. At no time did either of them express themselves in a way to indicate that they were in the least bit prejudiced or biased against the defendant, Leo M. Frank. But each of these men, as did each and every other member of the jury, deported themselves as honest, upright, prudent, and impartial jurors, if either.